This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, your communities, yeah, your local communities where you live, you've got a lot of totalitarians running around out there. You know, I want to tell you, we started this last week, that the notion, if you want to really spot a totalitarian, test their knowledge of the Constitution. Yeah, and, you know, the Constitution is they're trying desperately to replace the Constitution. You know that, of course. The United Nations and Agenda 21 and the 2030 Agenda, those two documents really are one and the same for the most part. They're the worldwide Constitution. Did you know there's such a thing? Yeah, it's the Constitution for the world. Yeah, Agenda 21, which was set up in the Rio Conference in 1992 and foisted upon the United States of America by Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, interesting. I think it was a House Resolution 535, something like that. I can't remember right now, but 1992 was a long time ago. She ushered it in. And which gave rise to the President's Council on Sustainability. Oh, by the way, President Clinton, of course, was naturally the next month elected president. Oh, go figure. George Bush the senior couldn't win that one. As if that wasn't in the bag for Clinton. Come on. That's the reason why I left the Republican Party, actually. I was so disgusted. I was actually being touted as one of these up-and-coming young Republicans in Orange County, was being asked to become part of the Central Committee at that time, and I saw the gamesmanship that was going on and the fawning all over Clinton by the California Republicans. I said, no way, Jose. And I left. It was pretty obvious. And, of course, I knew what the outcome was going to be before it happened. Clinton was going to be president. It was very predictable. The powers, the forces had selected William Jefferson Clinton. So I left. I said, no way for me. So, you know, the situation, as we see it, with Agenda 21 and Agenda, now it's called 2030 agenda is that there are two documents, one and the same ultimately. The Agenda 21, the original document that was the Constitution, that is the Constitution for the world, if you're in the United Nations. It's not my Constitution. No. It's not my Constitution. And it's not yours. This Constitution is trying to, they're trying to foist it upon us through totalitarian measures. Here in the United States in particular, it's been something that they've been working on for a long time. But this Constitution, they've decided to upgrade to 2030 agenda. And the reason is that in the original Agenda 21, their full implementation of one world governance was supposed to be achieved by 2050. However, you got to remember, people like George Soros and all these other guys, you know, they're starting to get old. They can't get old enough fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. And they want to up the years by which they can have one world governance to when, yeah, you guessed it, 2030, 15 years from now, actually 14 years from now. Isn't that nice that they want to do that to us? Take away our property, take away our civil liberties, take away all of our rights. That's what they're trying to do. And ultimately what they want to do is depopulate the planet. I mean, this is just a sinister operation. It's just shades of the Nazis all over the place. I mean, that's really, I'm just kind of cutting through the chase here. So that's what they're planning to do to you and I. And Americans, because we're mostly a Protestant nation, oh, we're the big targets. You see, they understand that America has to go. That our governance system, our system of counties, cities, local agencies, and ultimately state borders have to go. Those boundaries have to go into regional organizations. Regionalism is big. That's why they've broken up the United States into 10 regions. Because there won't be any states. You know, who needs those stinking 50 states? We just have the 10 regions. And nobody who's elected will be running those regions. No, they'll be appointed by the president or somebody in the Congress to be the rulers. Because you don't need a democracy, right? Like, look at California. There's no real functioning democracy in California for elected officials. It's all a Democratic Party. It's all one-party system. And by the way, if the Democrats don't watch out, they're going to eliminate the Democrats here in California too. You see, what is happening in California in terms of a two-party system is gone. It's niet. It's no more. There's only one party in this state. You might as well just call it the Communist Party, especially with Jerry Brown as the titular head. There's only one party. And, of course, isn't it kind of funny the way California goes, so does the rest of the nation, right? That's what they'll tell you. But isn't it kind of funny and strange the way what's happening that we're seeing with our leaders, the Republican leaders in particular, the way they're rolling over right into the Democrats' hands? We saw this in California. It's just happening to the nation now. One-party system, one-party rule. You see, because if you're a dictator, you don't need no stinking two-party system. No, you don't even, and Democrats, listen up. You don't even need a one-party system. If you're a dictator and you want to rule, you don't need a party system, period. You don't need democracy. You don't need this Republican form of government. Get it? You see, they're trying to erode that away. So I ask you this. If you want to test your local politicians, your local leaders, make them take the Constitution test. Seriously. Ask them questions about the Constitution. Do you know your First Amendment? By the way, it's not just freedom of speech in the First Amendment. See if you can just quiz them on that. Do you know what are the Bill of Rights? Who were the founding fathers? How many of them were there? And what was the basic religious tenet of the founding fathers? You see, this is what is under attack right now in this country. And it's really under attack by President Barack Hussein Obama and his minions, his quislings. It was Andrew Breitbart who discovered that the last four years of President Obama's administration would be devoted to racism in a notion called critical race theory that would be critical of the founding fathers and ultimately the Constitution and all the documents that came out about our founding. Because as white Protestant males, the founding fathers naturally were inherently racist, right? That's critical race theory. And he's played that out to the T, hasn't he? The most racist president we've ever seen. Yeah, they're trying to throw this. And you know what's really amazing? For the most part, the American public aren't biting at it. He lives in his own little world. But of course, being the narcissistic personality that he is, as we're going to discover, Michael Dougherty is going to be with us in the second half of the hour. It's going to be a very, very interesting conversation. But give your local officials the Constitution test. You'd be surprised how many of them have no clue, even though they're supposed to enforce, and they swear an oath to the Constitution. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All right, what is this president going to do to us at the end of the year here with executive orders? Well, we are waiting, of course, for his executive orders about the Second Amendment. That's going to happen. Man, the guy is so depressing, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't say anything good about this country. We're just evil. We're just evil people because we have these stinking guns. The Second Amendment thing, which, you know, the United Nations, the One World Order folks, just don't like. You know, he's under orders. Take away the Second Amendment of Americans. Make them turn their guns in. How's that working out for you so far, Barack? Let's see. Americans' response. I just love it. The Americans' response to the One World Order. By the way, if you... Merry Christmas coming up, right? Merry Christmas. The One World Order people are really appalled and shocked that you have decided to go out and buy more guns than ever before. President Barack Hussein Obama is the very best salesman for the Second Amendment that we've ever known. But I was at Shooter's Paradise the other day and talking to Ann, the owner down there, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio, I might add. And they've had their best months in years. Guns are flying off the shelves. They have sprouted wings. Lines of people. The place is crowded. It's a zoo. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, good for them. I mean, you know, their business has just skyrocketed. Their online sales have just gone, starting to go through the roof. And, you know, this is something they just opened up. But it shows you what the Americans' response to all this is. We've been seeing this now for years, and we've been talking about it. That's what I love about Americans. You threaten our Second Amendment, we buy more guns. You threaten our First Amendment, we speak out louder. Well, we create the newsstream media to counter the mainstream media, which is doing nothing but lies. I mean, just our response as Americans, gutturally, tells me that we do understand our Constitution, and we're not going to give away our constitutional rights to a despot such as President Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Potemkin himself. Dare I say that word? The Potemkin village of President Barack Hussein Obama. Anyway, some other things that are really crucial, though, that are going on, and we've been following these things. Of course, this is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery that's going on. And some of the stories we have, we've got a follow-up story, a couple of stories about what's going on in Texas and soon to be in California. Now we're a little bit shy of information on California and what's going on. It's not that we're not on the case. We are. About these teens that are coming across from Central and South America. There you go again, Paul. Pointing out the obvious that the teens that are coming across from Central and South America that are being displaced by, guess what? The cartels and the warlords and so on. And their parents are sending the kids alone, unattended, up to the American border. And right into the arms of the Catholic charities that are getting billions of dollars. And also the other Christian charities, I might add. Getting billions of dollars to house these teens. Now, isn't it nice that they're getting billions of dollars? And, of course, this is President Barack Hussein Obama who's facilitating this through the New Americans and Welcoming Communities Act. Or not Act, but his executive orders. Isn't that nice of him to facilitate so many new immigrants into the country? Of course, we don't know who these teens really are. Well, some of the issues that are going on, and this is right up from Drudge, and I was going to talk about this more yesterday, didn't get around to it. But this is Arizona Sheriff. We've had 10,000 undocumented juveniles in two months. That's 2 months. The border, this is the statement, the border is wide open. The border is wide open. That's according to Arizona Sheriff Barbu. And you probably know him. He's the guy who's got the bald head and so on. He says, we've had 10,000 undocumented juveniles in 2 months. Obama administration's says border is wide open. Well, you know, why is it wide open? Because he's pulled the Border Patrol agents off. I mean, if you want to protect the border, you guard it, right? Hello? Of course, that's not what this president is doing. Now, it's leaving it up to the locals to do that. But, you know, these people are just wandering across the border. There's no enforcement. Now, it's interesting. You do have civilian militias down there in parts of Arizona and Texas that are actually guarding the border, which is kind of interesting. There's some special shows that have been run on this. But according to the sheriff down there, it's just a wide-open situation, worse than the Wild West, because you have a lot of teens that are showing up down there. And these teens, a lot of them, are very questionable. A lot of them have gang affiliates, in particular, to MS-13. Now, MS-13 is a vicious Sorreño-type gang that really kind of started in Los Angeles. And I've had a lot of work with these kind of folks, and I can tell you, it's not a good thing when you're inviting MS-13 kids into the United States of America. They are fabulous recruiters for gang behavior. And ultimately, they're murderous individuals. Now, I know I probably shocked the senses to some of you to say that teenagers would be murderers. That's what they train them to do down in El Salvador. A lot of these teens, in order to come north, have had to kill someone. Yeah, that's their, you know, initiation into the gang, is to kill someone. Some of you might not remember, but many, many years ago, it was not uncommon, still in many places in Los Angeles, for various gangs to do a gang initiation, and meaning that they have to, if you want to jump into the gang, used to be that a gang member would be beat up. That would be the jumping in. They'd get kicked and they'd get beaten by all the rest of the, I mean, that's what they call jumping in. Well, now, and this goes back to the 80s. Initiations changed, and some of these gang members were said, if you want to come into the gang, you have to kill someone. So you'd have these gangsters killing babies in strollers. Go back and look at it. Well, it's the same thing with MS-13. If you want to come across the border, you have to prove yourself. Because we want you, once you come across the border, to become our soldiers. This is the cartel speaking to them. And, you know, here we have the Catholic Charities and other groups in Obama administration saying, hey, yeah, come on down to the United States of America. We can use you as your good soldiers, right? You'll just fit right into the Syrians and other than Mexicans that are coming across the borders. You know, on those United Parcel planes loaded onto buses. The other Syrians, the males between 17 and 45. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing the number of women that aren't present or children that aren't present with these refugees are all males? Now, what possibly could go wrong with bringing in 250,000 to 500,000 immigrants in the last year and a half to this country of military fighting age and sex? What could possibly go wrong with that little plan? Oh, there's a plan. There certainly is a plan, and this administration is, well, wanting to use it. And, you know, you're hearing about the plan now. You're hearing about these so-called potential attacks on America. We just saw one in San Bernardino. There's a lot of these cells that are activated out there. And, by the way, it's nice that Comey and these other citizens stepped up as Americans and said, we're going to out the president, we're going to talk about these things, and their terrorism is terrorism. It's about time, you know, of course, when the things start going down, because they will, who are we going to point fingers at? Certainly the president, because he's been setting us up, Potemkin Village. He's been absolutely playing us like fools. The media's been lying to us. And we're going to run around like chickens with our heads cut off. No, we're not. We're not going to do that as Americans. We're going to do the right thing. And we will prevail. There's no question about it. The problem is, what has this president set us up for? And it's pretty obvious what he set us up for. We just have to call it up like it is. And this whole immigration scam, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's a $56 billion industry. This whole trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's big money, ladies and gentlemen. And we're paying for it. Isn't that nice to know? Largest trafficking in human flesh and slavery mankind has ever seen under President Barack Hussein Obama, and it's coming right to the United States. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us.
He's been doing the UN. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, a lot of things are going on. Big, big, fast news day. And we're happy to have with us Michael Dougherty. This is like his third or fourth time here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm really happy to have him with us. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine and is a board member of the Snoop Wall, the powerhouse cybersecurity firm. He's also been doing some really heavy work in suing the FTC, and you won, from what I understand. Isn't that correct, Michael?
Well, I won the defense of their suit in their kangaroo court. And that, and this is what the bigger picture is, that what the government does when they want you to roll, and they want to keep you from having a fair and impartial court, they shove you into the agency administrative court, where Congress says they make up their own rules, so they get to have all their torture chamber tactics. And even in that stacked deck kangaroo court, we kicked them all over the room. Now, what people just can't get around their heads is, the commissioners are the ultimate judge, and they get to completely disregard everything that the judge said, and they get to overturn them. And then we leave the FTC and go to federal court. So the big picture is, we get to spend 3 years and millions of dollars going through this crazy process where they shred you and kill your reputation and take away due process, because Congress from years ago and the judicial system said it's okay. And now, and therefore, because that process is so ominous, most companies roll and it works. Most people don't fight the feds. But I fought them, and we won this stage. And then after they do their dirty stuff, we'll go back to federal court, where they don't have as many dirty tricks. So that's where we're at. We won a big one, because in spite of all their stack deck, we still nailed them.
Well, it says, your new book that's out, and we've been talking about this before, The Inside the Beltway, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government's Surveillance and Overreach Under Cybersecurity, Medicine, and Small Business. It just is amazing. Now, you know, I was a superintendent of schools in 41 years in the systems, and one of the things that really I noticed, obviously, when the Obama administration came on board, was the seeking out of all student records, even in CUME folders, which are, of course, very, very sensitive and private. It was amazing that with Race to the Top and all this other stuff, they required the states and the schools to turn over that information, which I wouldn't do, of course.
Well, unfortunately, that's the perfect thing to do, is not to respond. And you're not going to find a lawyer anywhere that's going to tell you that. And, of course, I'm not a lawyer. But they're too spread thin and lazy to chase people if you're not a big dog.
Right.
But they use that intimidation power to drain you, and the Obama administration uses their position to really bully and intimidate people. I mean, they make Clintons look like the junior varsity team, and that is the heaviest insult I could ever wage against anybody. And it's really true. They're really terrifying.
They're good at it, is what they learned over the years, how to be so good at it. Anyway, we got a president, though, that's a little bit off the reservation, and some of the things that I've been noticing about him, and I wanted to talk to you about this because this is something that's in your wheelhouse, so to speak, is that the president's personality, you know, I think we talked before about the president being such a narcissist and sociopathic lying going on and things like that, but of late he's been acting a lot different. I think since the San Bernardino terrorist attack and several other things that have been coming his way in terms of bad information, you know, I think there's a clinical term for it called disassembling. Would you agree?
Yeah, or psychotic episode.
or
cognitive dissonance. When you have a narcissist personality disorder, now narcissism is one thing, but the personality disorder is very much an extreme issue. And all the effort of the narcissist psyche is to shove every energy to keeping his sense of false self alive and kicking, of being the superior one. So he feeds off being president of the United States, absolutely feeds off it. And usually they're incredibly legends in their own mind and terribly incompetent. And they have a really nasty anger when anything that threatens their superiority is impacted or even touched with a feather. When you insult their self-image, what you think is a feather to them feels like a hot poker. Hence the way he lashes out with such viciousness against anyone he considers to be an enemy. Now, he's had enough time where it's undeniable even to his crazy brain that he's an abject failure, especially when you say ISIS is fine and Paris gets attacked 2 hours later. I mean, this is when comes the next stage then, when they can't even keep that false sense of self together and they've scotch taped it and justified it. when that starts to crack and they can't move fast enough to keep that balloon full of air, then they really get nasty and panicky and they start acting out in really bizarre ways. So it can go from viciousness and more lying and disassociation to even, in some extremes, catatonic behavior, but that's really extreme. He is, you know, he's going to just have one big temper tantrum for a long time because he's got a lot of people that surround him, Valerie Jarrett being the most right. dangerous bullet in the gun.
Right.
And these people act out with incredible, incredible viciousness instead of what a healthy person would do, which would be take the new information, put it in their calculations, and change course.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has done the amazing thing of unifying enemies and friends of the United States together, all being to really understand what a Looney Tune nutjob he is.
Yeah. The people across the planet are starting to understand and see it. You know, that's the thing that concerns me, though, and you bring this up about the narcissistic personalities, when they start to be confronted with their own truth, and, of course, they live in their own world, if you will. And this guy is really starting, I think, to take that bad news about, you know, what happened in Paris, and then, of course, what happened in San Bernardino. And that's why I think they kept him out of the public eye there pretty much for about the last week and a half. And, of course, now he's on vacation. But he's still taking shots at people like Donald Trump, you know, calling him, you know, a racist and all this other stuff.
With Donald Trump. I mean, it's just like, well, you know he's sinking down low when that's starting.
Yep. That's why I say, you know, obviously there's got to be a concern on my part about what's going to happen in the end game, because now he's got just a little over a year in office. What's going to look like for him as more and more of his failures are starting to becoming magnified, especially going into a 26th election cycle, and a guy like Donald Trump, who's going to bring forward all these lies.
Oh, he is going to poke the cobra, because Donald Trump's another narcissist. So when you go at Donald Trump, he's going to swing back at you to keep his self-image, and it's going to be this epic battle between two narcissists, and it's going to be something to behold. But you know, Donald Trump there's no two narcissists that are the same. And Donald Trump, I can't see him taking the ship down with him. But because Donald Trump is probably more on a conservative Republican mindset right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Barack Obama, I mean, notice of everyone that shifts, the far left still doesn't. You know, Hillary Clinton is going to do nothing but what she just knows what to do, which is continue lying.
Correct.
I mean, the lies change daily, but the concept of lying is constant and routine.
That's so very well said. Hang on. We got the music coming up in our ear. We've got a break here. And then, ladies and gentlemen, more Mike Dougherty here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. We'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Michael Doherty. He is the senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He's also the author of Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. And we just got done talking about the president and his narcissistic personality disorder issues. And what is that going to look like, I guess, is where we left off for 2016. You got two narcissists, Donald Trump and him, the president of the United States. Acting out, I think, in his last year is going to be, it's going to be, I mean, have we ever seen this type of personality in the presidency?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, not this extreme.
Right.
Because we haven't had this much of a failure, and an uninsulated failure. I mean, his failures are so huge, it's just you can't spin them. But narcissists really gravitate to high attention careers. So politics, acting, anything where fame's involved or power. Law enforcement, famous law enforcement or law enforcement people can be very narcissistic or people that they think they're God, so they get into these fringe religious things, or sometimes mainstream religion things. But yeah, narcissists infiltrate a lot of careers that involve fame and or power.
Hmm. I guess media personalities like you'd find in the movies, as an example.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Anchorman. Sure.
Anchorman. I mean, look at radio Brian personalities.
Williams. Look at his Brian Williams.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Making stuff up. I mean, that guy has a very large problem, and evidently so does NBC for protecting him.
Yeah, you got a whole group of narcissists there. You know, that's a great point, though. He's a classic example of what we're talking about here, except he doesn't have the power like somebody like Obama has to do things. And of course, this recent story by Seymour Hersh that's out there, I think I was talking to you about this beforehand, and we were talking about it earlier in the show, about how the U.S. intelligence agencies basically have been circumventing the President of the United States and actually helping the Syrian army to help defeat ISIS. That's sort of a roundabout way, which is not what the President wanted to do because he supports ISIS. So that's,
well,
that's
fascinating to watch, because now maybe you can understand if Putin's unbelievably blatant contempt for Barack Obama. I mean, you know, someone like Putin can't stand, I mean, people like that can't, bullies can't stand weakness. And they can't stand, I mean, Putin can't even bear to be in the same room with Obama. And to have this go on, he must have known this is going on. And, it's incredible. It really is incredible. Although, honestly, it's good to know we've got someone that will counterbalance whatever the president tries to do to destroy the company, because we certainly don't have a Congress that will.
No.
And so, you know, good for the military, because what Obama has quietly done to the military, I mean, it's going to have books written for years to come, and it will take, you know, history is very unforgiving, and it will take all these Kool-Aid drinkers to fade away and pass away before history gets really truthfully written about what went down, how many military people had to retire, lost their jobs, very high-ranking people that are passionate and principled about this country and wanted to just speak and would demand an audience with Holder and wouldn't get anything, and next thing you know, they're out the door. That is, you know, and then the media is complicit because the media is supposed to do its job in defending, and it doesn't. So when you have, you know, the media covering it up and investigative journalism evaporating before our eyes, and it's actually good to see that someone will work behind the scenes.
Well, you know, and yeah, I actually was very encouraged by that. But I've been saying for a long time, because of my contacts and who I talk to, it, you know, I've been trying to tell the audience there's a good CIA and a bad CIA. There's a good FBI and a bad FBI. And that's just the way that we have to play it right now. And it looks like the good military part of it, at least with the Joint Chiefs, have had their say over the last several years. At least since 2012, they've been carrying this operation out. So that's kind of a good thing, in my opinion. I want to switch gears, though, and another narcissist, Paul Ryan. What's up with him?
Paul Ryan's just naive.
What's with the beard?
Paul Ryan.
Is he gone jihadi?
Should have just followed his first instincts and not become Speaker of the House.
It's a no-win situation.
Now they're going to primary him. You see the Wisconsin Tea Party's trying to primary him. And Wisconsin is not a place where you want to tick off Republican base, because it's just not that big. So, you know, there's not any extra votes around. It'll be very interesting to see how that really pans out. But I know people that are conservative, that call themselves conservative more than Republican, are way, way unhappy with what just went on and how it went on. I mean, you know, they buried all those extra things. The site stuff went into the to that bill. I mean, so many things got packed in that bill.
It was a free for all.
So much pork and other stuff in there.
There was just no control over it at all. Which you would hope that he would try to at least. And you know, he knows the budget inside and out. This guy's a brainiac about the budget. That's one of his real strong suits. But to just allow all this stuff to go through, it's kind of wink, wink, nod, nod. You know, let's work for next year. Well, you know, for him now, there's a primary thing going on. He's not going to have a next year, it looks like. I mean, and I just can't understand, why is he growing the beard to look like a jihadist? I mean, he does. He looks like that.
Ryan's just trying to be young. He's going through a midlife crisis.
And what is he, 29?
He's like 40. Is he 45, 46? I mean, you know. It's winter in Wisconsin.
There you go. That's right. He's going to be out in the snowmobile. Anyway, hang on. We got another break coming up. We come back. We're going to hear more from Michael Daugherty here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. Snowmobile.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio for closing comments with Michael Dougherty, author of Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity medicine and small businesses. So, will we make it through President Barack Hussein Obama, Michael?
Well, yeah, we will. The question is going to be how many limbs and how long it'll take to repair the damage and how much permanent damage he's done. I think that I hope the African-American community understands that all their prospects or advancement goes down more than almost anybody else's when he opens the doors to so many unauthorized immigrants. I mean,
I think they do.
I hope they do. I mean, the light bulb's got to go out there. And it's sad, actually, that he plays the card as he did today to be the first African-American president when what has he done? What has he really done for that?
Nothing.
And how are they better off? And they should be. And the only way he ever steps up is when it's some sort of photo op for him to stir the pot culturally when it comes to Ferguson or other things like that. Not any true education, true anything else like that. It's too bad.
Yeah. Well, listen, Michael, we got to go for time right now. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
TheDevilInsideTheBeltway.com. And then go there, and you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and whatever. And the book's there, and the book's all over Amazon. The Devil Inside the Beltway.
Awesome. Listen, Michael, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
All right, take care.
Awesome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And like I say at this time of the show, we are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.